Our next speaker is Imam Jumma Makhdoum. Imam Jumma was born in Egypt and graduated from prestigious, widely recognized university, Al-Azhar University. He's currently working on his PhD in the field of comparative religions. He's a firm belief in establishing a clear, moderate view of Islam. For this noble cause, he's visited churches and established interfaith dialogue. Please join me in welcoming Sheikh Jumma.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the greeting of Islam. And in the holy book of the Quran of Islam, we have this ayah, we have this verse, which says that all humankind, we have created you for male and female, just to do one thing, to get acquainted with each other, to know each other. And regardless of our religions, we are still humans. And there is a simple question that I'd like to ask all of you. Most of you are Canadian citizens or immigrants. And the last year, people talked at the same place. And look at the pictures. Some of them, they might be even happening now. Some of them, they might happen two or three months ago, and still people will be killed. Still children will be orphanized, and we didn't do anything. Actually, I have some Jewish friends. One of them, he's a professor at Clemson University back in the United States. And this guy, actually, I love his way, and I like his way of thinking about how to introduce himself as a Jewish and as a human before that to others. The case of Palestine will remain forever. And we as humans, we have to think about them. Think about that little baby that you are carrying, or her mom is carrying, trying to save her life. And because if she goes out, she will be targeted by someone. The third picture, the second one, you see just a human, one human being, one female, armless. She does not have anything to defend herself, just her voice and her strength. And in front of her, in the other side, you see three soldiers. What do you think about those soldiers? They are still humans, but they have something in mind, which is that we should do something wrong right now. Actually, dear friends, I thought many times about my little baby, about my little brother, about my mom. If someone does something wrong to her, even you yourself, think about your children, think about your parents. If someone is coming to kill them, if someone is coming to kick you out of your house with no legal right, what you do? I'm sure you will not stand silent. You will do something. Right now, we do not have the power to go over there and stand next to them, because we feel that we will get killed by this one, this activist, Rachel Corrie. She was killed. By whom? By some people that they think and they propagate that they are the owners of this land. However, the earth is very vast and wide, but still, why you consist in that piece of land all? And if you ask any Palestine and ask him to relate his story or his story of leaving his country, it is bleeding. When you leave your country, and you think that, or you believe that, you will not return again. You might die outside your country. Feel it the same. Feel that you are a Canadian citizen, that someday this might happen to you. Someone might come and kick you out of your country, and you will not be able to return again. So, as humans, we have to tell others, those who can do something, those who still have power. And by the way, most of the misconceptions that you listen or watch over the media, they are fabricated, because you yourself, you have to go over there and see your eye with your eyes, as I think the fifth one says, that open your eyes and see the truth. Do not believe in everything you watch till you be over there. When you go over there, you will feel actually the atrocities, the inhuman acts that they practice against the Palestinians. All of us, we are still humans, and we have to feel that we have something to do for them. Also, there are some Jewish people. They do not like this way, and they do not approve it. They do not accept other people to be killed, to be deprived from their basic rights, which is that to enjoy the life. Here, we can do something. We can put in front of our eyes. Actions talk loud. So this is a good opportunity. This is an opportunity for all of us to show solidarity to people over there. Whatever you can do, whatever word you can say, make sure that it will make effect. And your turn is just to save it. Thank you so much.